Hello, welcome today to Brief Bio about the Brazilian bombshell, aka Sonia Braga. My name is Sadie Martin, and I will be talking about one of the most well-known Brazilian actors today for her work in film. Known to be edgy and conversation-worthy at times, Sonia Maria Campos Braga, better known as Sonia Braga. But first, I must admit that despite my saying that now, initially before beginning research for this project, I only knew Braga from her small roles in Sex and the City as Samantha's girlfriend and in an episode of Ghost Whisperer. Thankfully, through this research, I can now share with you all who haven't heard of Braga or only knew minimal information, such as myself, why we should be interested and informed about her career. Some of Sonia Braga's most well-known roles, at least in the English-speaking world, are from the films Kiss of the Spider-Woman, Dona Flor and Her Two Husbands, and Moon Over Parador. Yet her career in film and television spanning six decades continues, working on projects in Brazil, America, and around the world. Braga was born on June 8, 1950 in Maringá, Paraná, Brazil. Although since the age of about 8 years old, her family lived in Campinas, São Paulo. She is one of five children, she is currently 71 years old, and according to CelebrityNetWorth.com, she is worth $60 million. As far as how her family feels about her being in the film industry, her two brothers and two sisters are also actors and or involved in the film industry, as well as some of her nieces. Her niece, director Daniela Braga, known at the time working for the casting department for the film Central Station, and another niece of hers, actress Alice Braga, is recognizable for her role as Angelica in the film City of God. She has also been in some notable U.S. films like I Am Legend and Suicide Squad. Even though it is noted that her career began in 1967, Sonia, with the assistance of her brother Helio, got involved in acting at the age of 14. Her brother Helio presented a show for children called Jardim Encantado on TV2P, a Brazilian television network free to air. Braga was invited by director Vicente Cesso to play small roles in children's programs and televised theater on TV2P, including Jardim Encantado. She then joined a theater group in the greater São Paulo area in Santo André, where she debuted at the age of 17 in the play George Dandin. She continued working and building success on stage, television, and film. Although in 1972, in the television series Vila Sesamo, a Brazilian co-production of the American program that many of us know as Sesame Street, this was when Braga became a household name, where bigger opportunities began to present themselves. In 1975, Braga starred in the telenovela Gabriela, where it achieved national and international success, establishing Sonia Braga as a sex symbol. An interesting side note to that is, according to IMDb, her trademark portrayals of seductive women and her nickname being the Brazilian bombshell. A quote from Braga believed to be about her growing up was, "I was never the good girl or the bad girl, I was always the ugly girl." Interesting how things can change. With Braga's rising success after Gabriela, in 1976, she made the Brazilian sexploitation film, but also box office hit, Dona Flor and Her Two Husbands. She was nominated for her first BAFTA award. This film was such a hit that when initially released, Dona Flor became the most successful film in Brazilian history. Its success was only bettered 35 years later by the 2010 film Elite Squad, The Enemy Within. In 1985, she had a starring titular role in Kiss of the Spider-Woman with William Hurt and Raul Julia, where the film takes place in a Brazilian prison during Brazilian dictatorship. This role landed Braga her first Golden Globe nomination, eventually having three total, for Best Supporting Actress, leading her to international work. But before mentioning more of that, one more film Braga was noted from was the 1988 film Moon Over Parador, with Richard Dreyfuss and again with Raul Julia. This film, taking place in a fictional South American country under dictatorship, with Sonia's character advocating for freedom from dictatorship. With these films adding to her success, it promoted Braga to leaving Brazil for a career in the United States, where she lived for 14 years. Braga becoming an American citizen in 2003. Although attaining citizenship in a new country did not stop Braga's career continuing around the world, including Brazil, from television and film. Shows such as Sex and the City and Ghost Whisperer, but also The Burning Season, various telenovelas. Some may even recognize her from Marvel's Luke Cage as Rosario Dawson's mother. More recent films such as Aquarius, Bacurau, The Jesus Rolls, Fatima, and now in post-production the film Shotgun Wedding starring Jennifer Lopez. As a Brazilian in the film and television industry, as well as on stage, for several decades, Braga should also be noted for her firsts in these areas. She was cast in the first Brazilian production of the musical Hair in 1968, running for 3 years despite the Institutional Act No. 5 enacting dictatorship in Brazil. She was the first Brazilian to present a category at the Oscars, first Brazilian actress to receive a nomination for a BAFTA Award and a Golden Globe Award, first Brazilian actor to receive an Emmy nomination. On top of those nominations, Braga has been nominated and won several in other award ceremonies and festivals from around the world. In addition, Braga ranked in the top 5 in IndieWire's 2016 Critics Poll for Best Actress. In 2020, the New York Times ranked her number 24 in its list of the 25 greatest actors of the 21st century. While Braga's many creative endeavors have been recognized, she also has shown personal and political reasons for her work that are deserving of recognition as well. It doesn't seem to be any coincidence that even while building her career as a Brazilian, her notable films from her past, Kiss of the Spider Woman, Dona Flor and Her Two Husbands, and Moon Over Parador, contained topics and imagery set with an edge to spark or continue to spark debate about things like dictatorship, sex, and more through film. A more recent example of this in her career is the film Aquarius, released in 2016. Sonia Braga earned rave reviews when it premiered at the 2016 Cannes Film Festival. Braga plays a widow and retired music writer who lives in the titular apartment complex and refuses to leave when developers offer her a buyout. Though the film did not earn an Oscar nomination for Braga, it did contend for Best Foreign Film at France's César Awards and the Independent Spirit Awards. The film generated uproar in Brazil due to its political connotations, especially because it was released at the apex of the country's political crisis, i.e. the impeachment of Dilma Rousseff, the 36th president of Brazil, beginning December of 2015. The film's cast and crew actively positioned itself against what they considered to be a coup d'etat in Brazil, showing protest signs at Cannes. A number of controversies were raised over the film, including its non-selection as the country's entry to the Best Foreign Language Film at the 89th Academy Awards by the Ministry of Culture's committee, which has been seen as a supposed act of retaliation by Brazil's new government. Another more recent example is the film Bacurau, released in 2019. A co-production between Brazil and France, it is described as a weird Western film with Sonia Braga as one of its stars. The plot revolves around Bacurau, a fictional small town in the Brazilian backcountry that is beset by strange happenings following the death of its matriarch. According to Monica Castillo's review on RogerEbert.com, the film's plot takes its social self-examination, indicting the lasting harm of colonialism, corrupt politicians, and American imperialism in a fight-to-the-death bloodbath. As well, the consensus from Rotten Tomatoes, Bacurau draws on modern Brazilian socio-political concerns to deliver a hard-hitting, genre-blurring drama. It ended up being the winner of the Jury Prize at the Cannes Film Festival. This was also a film specifically mentioned by Afro-Brazilian director Vinicius Silva as a film to definitely check out. In addition, the director and writer of both films Aquarius and Bacurau said of Braga, "I don't think I would be able to work with a great face, a great actor, but doesn't care or understand the things we believe in." So, it is obvious that actress Sonia Braga not only is a recognizable talent on screen, but takes the opportunity to voice her beliefs through her film work when she can, as well as through other means, such as being the co-founder with actor Raul Julia's widow, Meryl, of the National Hispanic Foundation for the Arts, to advance the presence of Latinos in media and communications. In conclusion, the Brazilian bombshell, aka Sonia Braga, has had quite the career in film and television as a Brazilian actress, but also simply as an actress no less. Beginning in the 1960s, she has been able to successfully build her career whilst choosing some particular roles to help evoke communication and change that connects to her beliefs. She continues in the industry today at almost the age of 72, working nationally and internationally, and thankfully with no signs of retirement in sight. Thank you all for listening today, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.